Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. India has reiterated its position that any India-Pakistan engagement has to be bilateral. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said talks and terror cannot go together. He underlined that any bilateral discussion on Jammu and Kashmir will only be on the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. On the Indus Waters Treaty, the spokesperson said it will remain in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism.
भारत पाकिस्तान का जो भी एंगेजमेंट होगा वो द्विपक्षीय तरीके से ही होगा वार्ता और आतंकवाद दोनों साथ में नहीं चल सकता है जहां तक आतंकवाद का सवाल है हम ये बात करने के लिए तैयार हैं लेकिन जो बातचीत होगी इस पे होगी कि भारत ने जो एक लिस्ट दिया था पाकिस्तान को कुछ साल पहले उस लिस्ट में कई एक टेररिस्ट थे उनको कब वो भारत को हवाले कर रहे हैं इस बात पे बात होगी
Replying to another query, the spokesperson said, India expects Turkey to strongly urge Pakistan to end its support to cross-border terrorism and take credible and verifiable actions against the terror ecosystem. In a coordinated global outreach, multiple high-level Indian parliamentary delegations have embarked on visits to key nations. A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Chha yesterday met Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Tokyo and requested Japan's support in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Chha called for giving effect to the UN Security Council press statement of 25th April, which underlined the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and to bring them to justice. Our Delhi correspondent has filed this report.
The Indian delegation conveyed that through Operation Sindoor, India responded to the attack in a precise, targeted, proportionate and non-escalatory manner. Mr. Sanjay Jha further conveyed that India has zero tolerance for terrorism and that it does not differentiate between terrorists and those supporting them. The Japanese Foreign Minister reiterated Japan's support to India's fight against terrorism and expressed appreciation for the restraint shown by the Indian side. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A high-level all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde reached Abu Dhabi yesterday. Meanwhile, the third multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi has left for a five-nation visit to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday conferred 6 Kirti Chakras, including 4 posthumous, and 33 Shaurya Chakras, including 7 posthumous, to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State or Union Territory Police during Phase 1 of the Defence Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Kirti Chakra was posthumously presented to Rifleman Ravi Kumar, Colonel Manpreet Singh, Deputy SP Himanyun Muzamil Bhatt and Nayak Dilwar Khan, Major Malla Rama Gopal Naidu of Maratha Light Infantry and Major Manjeet of the Punjab Regiment were presented the Kirti Chakra. Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, yesterday met with Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipyu Ryo during his visit to Dimapur. He also visited Kashiram Basti and conducted a comprehensive review of the operational readiness, ongoing activities and challenges faced by the units under the Dimapur sector. The visit focused on assessing the forces' preparedness in maintaining internal security and regional stability in the northeast. DG Lieutenant General Lakhera interacted with the troops, commending their professionalism and dedication. He underscored the importance of heightened vigilance and strong civil-military cooperation to ensure lasting peace. The DG reaffirmed Assam Rifles' commitment to working closely with local communities to foster trust and support future operations. A one-day sensitization program on child rights was held yesterday for investigation on police officers under the Superintendent of Police SP Kohima. Organized by DEF Kohima in collaboration with the Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NSCPCR, the session focused on equipping law enforcement personnel with a deeper understanding of child protection laws and procedures. SP Kohima, Tisovise Mehta, shared that the program is designed to build the capacity of officers in handling cases involving children with greater sensitivity and legal awareness. In his keynote address, Chairman NSCPCR Alun Hansing emphasized the growing need for stronger collaboration between the police department and NSCPCR to effectively address crimes against women and children. Mr. Hansing also pointed the importance of creating a child-friendly and non-intimidating environment during police interactions. And in response to the rising demand and widespread production of fruits and vegetables even during the off-season, the Food Safety Authority under the Department of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland has launched a special drive across Mokokchung, Kohima and Dimapur districts recently. The focus was on inspecting commercial distributors supplying to rural areas. As part of the initiative, food safety officers conducted both survey and enforcement sampling. A total of 18 samples were collected and sent to various laboratories for analysis, while 28 on-the-spot adulteration tests were carried out by the Food Safety on Wheels team. The department stated that legal action will be taken against defaulters if any samples are found non-compliant once laboratory reports are received. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.